Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today
FM. Ireland's smartest surname.
Here we go again. Welcome along and welcome back to Ireland's Smartest Surname, a competition across September on The Breakfast Show where the surnames of the people of Ireland, they battle it out to be crowned all Ireland champions. Every day we're going to pick three listeners who share the same surname and they're going to work together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. And the three winning team members with the highest score at the end of the month will win an amazing prize, a four-night family stay for each listener in a self-catering lodge in Fota Island, County Cork, for up to five people each. Wow! With two dinners and Fota Island adventure experience. You can check out fotaisland.ie for the perfect escape with a world-class Fota Island spa and enjoy a tea time on the golf course. Very nice. The O'Connors and McCarthy's are currently top of the leaderboard with a score of 7. So it's a draw, basically. This is going on for the entire month of September. So we've got the Ryans today, our latest contestants. For example, John Ryan is in Limerick. John, how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. You sound great, by the way.
Well, thank you.
You sound wide awake. So you
I'm on fire.
Oh, you're on fire.
I'm actually on fire.
I'm actually on fire. Call the fire brigade. John Ryan is on fire.
Oh, no, keep the fire lit.
Sheila Ryan is there as well in Tipperary. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Ian.
Are you well?
I am. I'm great.
I believe there are plenty of Ryans in Tipperary. Is that right?
Plenty of Ryans in Tipperary. Right. They say throw a stone in Tipperary and you'll hit a Ryan.
You'll hit a Ryan with you. Very good. Okay, and we've got Barry Ryan, who is in Cork. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Ian. All good here in Cork.
Excellent. Very good. Sounds like the Eurovision Song Contest. All good here. Here are our votes. Barry, it's a Munster thing. Limerick, Tipperary and Cork. So best of luck to all of you. I'll get
we'll be
you
friends
to...
for this.
What? You be what?
We'll be friends for this.
Yeah, exactly. You've got 90 seconds on the clock. I'm going to have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, say pass. That is my advice. I'll start with John, then Sheila and then Barry, and this will be repeated over and over until the time ends. If it's not your question, you cannot help either of your teammates with their questions. All answers must be given before the clock ends. Okay, so do you want to pep talk with each other there? Just have a little chat? You know, urge each other on? Come on, as you only you
don't
can.
Panic.
Go on, John, go on, Sheila.
Don't panic.
I'll say that one more time. Yeah. Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Okay.
Listen, panicking.
Best of luck. And John, you're going to get the first question, so get yourself ready to answer. We're going to start the clock. All three of you representing the Ryans of Ireland, your time your time starts now. John, what is the name of the snowman in the Frozen movies?
Olaf.
Sheila, in rugby union, each team has 8 forwards and 7 what?
Backs.
Barry, Tubbercurry is a town in which Irish county?
Sligo.
John, what law school does Elle Woods attend in the movie Legally Blonde?
Harvard.
Sheila, what two colours make up the IKEA logo?
Blue and white.
Barry, which current Irish comedian was the former host of the RTE show Echo Island?
Pass.
John, what city is known as the Eternal City?
Paris.
Sheila, what C is the name given to the nine-letter anagram at the end of the TV show Countdown?
Conundrum.
Barry, World at War and Black Ops are titles in which popular video game franchise?
Pass.
John, the follow-up movie to Meet the Parents was called what?
Meet the Fockers.
Sheila, what letter of the alphabet appears in every single odd number?
E.
Barry, in the human body, what is the medical name of the tailbone?
Coccyx.
John, what colour is the playing piece for Colonel Mustard in the game Cluedo?
Red.
Sheila, in Friends, which actor played Paul Stevens, the father of a student Ross Dates?
Pass.
Barry, what was the debut album from Oasis called? Quick!
Definitely maybe.
Yay! Got in there just at the end. Definitely maybe is the right answer. Okay, well, now I'm going to go over to our independent observer. Shauna O'Reilly. Hello, Shauna. How are you today?
Can we just give Shauna a brown envelope before she comes in?
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. Electronics are great these days. She has received it, okay? So now let's hear the outcome. Good morning.
Well, Ian, the Ryans did themselves very proud of that performance, but did they manage to top the leaderboard? Well, let's have a look at some of the wrong answers first. So, two colours in the IKEA logo, they are yellow and blue. Dara O'Brien was the former host of Echo Island. Rome would be known as the Eternal City.
Rome, not Paris, yeah.
World at War and Black Ops were games as part of Call of Duty. Yellow was the playing piece for Colonel Mustard in Cluedo. Bruce Willis was the actor that played Paul Stevens in Friends. So, Ian.
Well, Barry Coxix was good.
Very good.
Very well pronounced.
Yeah. So the scores have been counted and verified.
Oh, come on.
And the very brainy Ryans head straight to the top of the leaderboard with an impressive score of 9.
9! Whoa!
Well done.
Well done, Darren.
So, McCarthy's, it's gone, I'm afraid. O'Connor's, it's gone. Now it's the Ryans to beat, and they have a score of 9. Well done, everybody. Congratulations.
Cheers. Yeah.
Thanks,
well
done,
Ireland's smartest surname on Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Shauna O'Reilly is here in studio with us with your showbiz news. And before that, it is kind of showbiz news. How did you get on with Oasis on Saturday morning?
Oh, Ian, it was a journey.
Was it?
It was a stressful little morning, now, I have to say. So it was Chris and myself. We woke up before Finn. We left him in his cot because otherwise that would have been a logistical nightmare. Mm-hmm. So both of us had laptops, both of us had phones. I actually managed to lock myself out of my Ticketmaster account at 7:30.
Right, lovely.
So I think it was
a panic.
Yeah, there was a lot of panicking and a lot of restarting and changing passwords and all this. Anyway, it got in and it was actually Chris's laptop opened up straight away and we were 3,500 in the queue, which was
good.
Very, very good because when I opened mine, it was 102,000 in the queue. So Chris's flew
up. How did he do that then?
It just happened.
It
I don't know because we were sitting
it?
Beside each other.
Yeah.
But it flew up for him. He flew up the queue very quickly and suddenly we were at number one and we were hitting purchase, crashed. The whole thing crashed.
Oh my
God. And then we refreshed and it crashed again and it happened about 5 times and I was literally losing the rag. And Chris actually handed me the laptop because he said, I don't want to be responsible for this in case anything goes wrong. But we got there. We got 2 seated up in the gods, I think, but it doesn't matter because we're going to be there. And I know lots of people didn't get their tickets.
And what was your price in the end, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it was the lowest price.
The lowest, right. Okay.
80
yeah.
something, oh, 86
right,
or.
So you got it. So, yeah. Because I keep hearing about 400 quid and all that.
No.
That's what I mean.
I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah,
as much as I would have wanted to, I couldn't have. So, listen, I got to. I'm thrilled. I feel so bad for everyone who didn't get
them.
Did
you cry?
I probably cried a little bit.
Did you video it? Because the last one got about 98,000 views.
I'll just have a crew kind of filming me at all times for all emotional outbursts.
So Adele's big break.
Yes.
She hasn't taken up snooker, has she?
No, she hasn't. Well, maybe she will. She's announced that she is taking a step back from public life because her tank is empty. So she was on stage in Munich on Saturday, finishing up her German residency. Mm-hmm. And when chatting to the crowd, she revealed that she's finished. Once she finishes the final run of Vegas on the 23rd of November, she's going to be taking a long break. And here's what she had to say.
Okay.
I have 10 shows left after this, but after that I will not see you for an incredibly long time, and I will hold you dear in my heart for that whole next of my break, and I will fantasize about these shows and any shows that I've done over the last 3 years, and I will really, really hold them in the bottom of my heart forever. It has been amazing. I just need a rest, and I have spent the last 7 years.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.
I know.
You know, there are a lot of people who make statements like that and you don't believe them.
But
I believe that.
Oh, you know,
it's coming from the heart. It really
totally.
Is.
Totally.
Yeah,
and
she
said there's no plans for new music, no plans for tours.
Yeah,
she just wants
taking
to
it easy.
Live with
she
her fiance, to enjoy the time with her child, and plan a wedding maybe.
We're going to Neil Byrne in Dublin for the waffle competition in a second. Check and yell ding. Yes, we need five of those. I've got five keywords about this topic. It's a sporting topic today, and we're going to reveal what it is in a moment. You can play along, but the person who's playing actually live on air and can win the money is Neil Byrne in Dublin. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. So you are making the school lunches now, yeah?
I was, yeah. Just finished them off.
So
yeah.
Do you make the same every day, or is the, you know, do you have to... Do you make sandwiches just, or what's, what are they?
Wraps or sandwiches.
Wraps, oh,
bread.
Lovely.
Try and change it up.
Very nice.
Otherwise you won't eat it.
Yeah. And what's their favourite, like, would you say, generally, what's the average favourite thing?
Ham, cucumber, lettuce and olives is what they normally go for.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Continental altogether.
Very posh out here, yeah.
Yeah. And listen, you get you got tried to get your Oasis tickets, but you refused to pay €400.
Yeah, no, don't
good
have
on you. If there were more people like you, Neil, the prices would have come down, because it's the market kind of decides, really, doesn't it, you know?
Well, it is, yeah. Supply and demand, so yeah, they say.
Exactly. Anyway, so you won't be going there.
No.
You'd be...
Unless a friend of mine gets one and gives me a...
You never know, Neil. Okay, well, listen, with €1,000, you could probably go back in and see if there's any left.
Anyway, the kids already have it spent, so...
Yeah, well, that's true.
Put my pocket.
Well, hopefully they help you out here as well now, if they can. Neil, I'm going to give you the topic. It's a sporting topic, right? And we're looking for some names here. So listen, best of luck to you. I'm ready with the ding. Here we go right now.
Today's waffle topic is...
Famous Dutch Premier League managers.
Arne Slot, Erik ten Hag, Louis van Gaal, Ruud Gullit.
Ooh. Give me one more. That was impressive.
Oh, I can't think.
That was so impressive. Erik ten Hag, Arne Slot, Louis van Gaal, Ruud Gullit, and Ronald Koeman. You know your stuff, Neil. You know your stuff. Next time there's a sporting one on, you, I'll probably plug it beforehand. So make sure you try and get on there, Neil. You know,
I will.
Because you know your stuff. Thanks a million for taking part. Hard luck on that.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.